invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
How good is this? It's Friday, and as usual, all jokes must go, no matter how shoddy or poorly constructed. And that apparently means we are doing something called Prelude to a Fart. Mm-mm. What is that, Ed?
Well, it's classy. Channel 7, given a horrifying choice.
Catchphrases that refuse to catch on.
Chimp bites actor on set of Speed Racer.
Movie cliches due for retirement.
Prepare for the rubber duck invasion.
We celebrate our 100th feature-length podcast with a barrage of inappropriate sound effects.
Who's pretending to be a German polar bear?
And in the second hour from Thank God You're Here and Sea Patrol, Chef-O himself, Josh Lawson, is on board.
Stolen wheelie bin found in Bulgaria.
It's all coming up on the ongoing affront to all that's decent and right. Get this.
Please explain.
That's XTC. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with myself.
How come?
Tony Martin. Sorry, got that back to front. You know what's going on this morning? Ed and myself have had about 2 hours sleep. Yeah, we were working last night. We can't say what on. It's wraps are coming off in a couple of weeks. Mm. It's going to be tops.
All I can say
yeah.
is Galen.
Yeah, what else could you say?
And late line.
All right. Mm. There's a lot of sizzle right there. But today's show, frankly, think about it as a show run by drunken monkeys.
Look at this, Tone.
What is that?
Normally I've got a tuna salad ready to go.
What is that?
I haven't even had time. It's like an art installation. I've got a can of tuna and a packet of lettuce sitting in a bowl. I haven't even had time to make these things mix, Rich.
It's the saddest batch.
You try eating
ever.
A can.
No, it's not easy.
We haven't introduced ourselves. As I said, it's me, Tony Martin.
How come?
We've got Richard Marsden pushing those buttons.
How come?
And, of course, Ed Gavely as well.
How come?
Thank you.
Now, what is that? People are saying, why do you keep having them?
Who is that guy?
Saying how come? It seems to have caught on around the streets. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
That's the thing about catchphrases. You can't control them.
No.
You can't. If you try and start one deliberately, never works.
It's like nicknames.
They've got to catch on accidentally.
Absolutely.
Look at this email I've been getting from this person. He is Zara. Hey, guys, after a night on the piss, I somehow got into a bet over who can spread a new saying the quickest. Mm. The saying I have to spread is, that's Kirsch.
What does that mean?
It's in tribute to Nick Kershaw and his obvious excellence on three synthesizers at once. But, you know, it's hard to sort of...
It's really hard to wheel that in.
I mean, she's trying to get some money out of the deal. It's a challenge, so I can understand that aspect. But try and... Oh, that's fully Kersh, that is.
What is it if you see a man in pirate pants and a giant flat top? But that's see, Kersh?
That is Kersh, though.
Oh, right.
It's fully Kersh.
So it has to be Kersh-esque.
Yeah. Whereas that how come thing... do you want to play the clip again?
Bam.
Just to bring people who aren't familiar with it up to speed. This
Let's
was
do
a
it.
Bloke on Police 10-7, the New Zealand version of Cops. Check him out.
There's a drunk Polynesian male causing annoyance on a street in Papakura.
By the time they arrive, a group of neighbours have cornered the drunk in a garden. And when Peter Ott tries to take him away, he decides it's a good time to put up a struggle.
Oh, don't be silly now. Don't
wait,
be silly now.
Wait.
Because you're under arrest. Because you're under arrest. Don't be stupid.
You're under arrest, alright?
How silly.
Paul's been drinking for hours and had started chasing people around the street before police were called.
I'm gonna tell you, man.
You have the right to refrain from making a statement. You have the right to consult and instruct a lawyer.
I know the woman who owned the house.
Okay, do you understand what I've just told you?
What do you mean, statement?
Look that way, bro. I don't want you spitting on me, eh?
You just racist, man.
Okay.
You racist.
If you like.
You racist.
Okie doke.
You racist, man.
Okay.
You, man.
I've told you you're under arrest for disorderly behaviour.
No, you never told me.
Oh, well, I just did.
How come?
There it is.
And a star is born.
What a turnaround on the last light.
Fantastic work.
So, hang on. The story, I've never listened to the story of that before. Yeah. What happened is that he's been drinking for hours and he's gotten really nice and sourced.
And then he's tried to leap through a hedge.
He's tried to leap through a hedge, but before he's done that, he's gone, all right, I'm really sourced now. I better go and have some fun. I'm going to chase people around the street. There I go.
But
bang.
You see, it's easy for us to make fun. Michael D and someone calling themselves the real Galen.
Wow.
Are keen to hear the time our own Richard Marsland.
Oh.
was actually featured on Police 107 across the Tasman himself. It was
Richard,
appalling behaviour.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Have you got that tape there, Richard?
Nothing to.
A little while later, Mel and Alistair were back on patrol when they were unlucky enough to come across Richard, one of the drunkest people they'd ever seen still standing.
Get this. Get more like it. They can, you know, they can fucking panel their own bullshit show. Get the fucking monkey to do it. Oh, I'm sorry, we're not supposed to mention the monkey anymore. At least he had a car space.
Having offered to give Richard a lift, Mel's now hoping they can get him home before he loses his dinner.
What fucking dinner? You know, we don't get anything to eat thanks to fucking Eddie Martin, the last king of Scotland. I'm better than this. I've worked with Anne fucking Wills.
Just as they pull into the student flats where Richard lives, disaster strikes.
Who wants some free Hinder tickets?
Oh, get out. That is disgusting.
Yeah, there you go, listeners. There's tomorrow's break one, you fucking idiots.
Cut out.
That's what they said when they axed my sex show. and my column in the Sunday Mail.
Richard thought he was being harshly treated.
Hey, I'm the one who won the trivia challenge, eh? And Alan Bro, everyone reckons he should have got the Waterboys question just because he's a big shot on Rockwiz or whatever it f***ing is.
Oh, you dirty mongrel!
Nobody was very interested in what Richard had to say anymore.
All right, yeah, no, don't f***ing talk to me then. I'll just go and talk to this guy. He's a fan of mine. Isn't that right, buddy?
I think that there's more things to do to appeal to a broader audience.
Oh yeah, is that right? Oh yeah, well, here's an exciting sound for you.
Well,
let's play that one out of the news.
Dear Odie, what are you giving that a round of applause for?
No, it's rather ghastly.
Just think, listeners, at least you're not wearing headphones.
It's so much in the tank. I'm too rich. So much to spew there, mate.
Has that woken us up, do you reckon, Ed?
Yeah.
We are ready to go.
No, I'm ready. I'm pumped.
Fire it up for a big round of Get This. That's Rob Thomas. Little Wonders here at Triple M. The program is Get This. The hosts are slightly under the weather today, but that hasn't stopped us going in hard on the podcasting front. It's already up there, people. Podcast 100. Oh, what a celebration. Thank you, Matthew Dower, on the Pots and Pans.
And Stepping on Ducks.
And so he ran out of songs that had the word 100 in them about 4 seconds in, and then it was just pop, bang, whistle, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, come on, that's what he does.
I know.
I say to Matt, when in doubt, lots of fireworks.
Absolutely right.
I love lots of fireworks.
And slide whistles.
Podcast 100.
How's it looking?
It's chockers. Well, listen to this email, because we're getting through the emails today. There is a backlog. So, Sue Carrican.
Come on, guys. Use your real names.
She writes, Jane Kennedy was in on your show the other day. She was talking about her early work. She didn't mention standing on stage in grade 6 in the junior hall singing a duet of The Two of Us. No, she did not. But a lot of her revelations are contained within podcast 100.
Send recordings.
What else is in there? Well, there's a fair bit of talk about Ed's film, Meat Pie.
Mm. Mm. Now, let's not call it Ed's film.
Bit late for that. Ed's very fine review of the film Transformers, House Rules, their business about life on Mars from yesterday's
good
show.
Times.
And Lawrence Mooney giving a very graphic account of his appearance on Last Comic Standing.
Mm. Yeah, didn't sound...
Another one of Mooney's stories that ends in the fetal position.
Yeah, he's known for them. He's
openly weeping.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all on Podcast 100, but you can still obtain podcasts. 99. Now, somebody has sent me in something about that. I think that song 99.
Oh, the last one.
Yeah, that. Who's it by?
Toto, I think.
It's not by. Oh, don't.
You don't let him.
Please.
Where are they hiding? That's the thing. If you can find where they're hiding, then they can't jump out and start playing it.
Have they still got more friends than you on MySpace?
They're killing me.
How did
Toto have so many friends?
No, the real question is, how did Toto get new friends? who's hearing Africa and going, wait a second, who is that, Toto?
I wonder if they got a MySpace.
So if you go,
I wonder if we could be digitally friends.
If you, the friends, is it just REO Speedwagon, Journey,
yeah.
Styx,
Asia? All these bands have broken up, so now individually all of those members are part of there as well. Like you said, Shawaddy Waddy's got close to 60 or 70 members these days. And they're all friends with them.
Bob Franklin is a huge fan of Shawaddy Waddy.
That's Shawaddy Waddy.
He insists that they had 19 members at the height of their popularity. Oh, he said there were people standing on one end who didn't know the names of the people standing on the other end. Shawaddy Waddy, look them up on YouTube.
Tell you this, Tone. All of our emailers seem to use fake names, right? Mm. Now, this was a letter in the Adelaide Advertiser.
Yes.
About football. It's great. Local football is a state tradition. It's part of the Adelaide culture. Sent in by Phil Minge. Now, do you think Phil is taking a lead out of our listeners' books and giving them a fake name just to try and get some filth in the paper?
Well, I hope he is, because if he isn't, you've just insulted him on national radio.
Maybe it's Ming or something like that. Hmm. Maybe it's pronounced slightly different.
It's like, I tell you about a documentary I tried to get funding 4 years ago and was knocked back by the Film Finance Corporation.
No.
There's an Australian movie called Moving Out, which I think was...
Oh, that's Vince Colosimo's in that.
I think it was his first film.
Is Terrence Trent D'Arby in that?
Is Terry O'Mora in that, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah. It was around the time there were two of them, Street Hero.
That's right.
And Moving Out with Vince Colosimo.
A bit of Gino. There's like a character called Gino in each one.
Probably was. It's all Lygon Street antics. And it's around about 84. If you look in the credits of Moving Out, like 35th down the credits.
Hang on. Okay, all the listeners that are currently watching Moving Out, just pause it on the credits. Yeah, this will make sense to you.
If you go down the credits, there's a bloke who only ever appeared in one film, and that was Moving Out. His name is Alan Crapper. I thought, wouldn't it be great to do a documentary called The Alan Crapper Story?
Yes.
And track down what happened to Alan Crapper.
Yes, it would be.
Look it up on the internet.
So what did they go for instead? Sort of...
Oh, I don't
know. Deaths in custody, some nonsense no one cares about.
Glamorous heroin addicts in love.
Always.
Always. We have a quota on glamorous heroin addicts in love films of this country.
It used to be one per film. Now, Alan Crapper, if you're listening.
Yeah, sure. Contact us. We'd love to know what the Alan Crapper story is. But just getting back to our friends Toto. Oh, stop it.
Get him out.
The song 99 by Toto was actually written about... Barbara Feldon's character 99 on Get Smart.
What a fitting tribute.
Yeah.
Geez, imagine that. Your life's work and it's a song by Toto that wraps it up. Jeez, that's got to hurt. I hope the Venger Boys pay tribute to me one day.
Oh, wow.
He likes to party.
Yeah. Eh? I'm just hoping Lamar will get it back on the horse to do a tribute to me. What have we got here? You mentioned Transformers.
Yeah, yeah.
John Cooney has written to say that Ed forgot to mention the scene in Transformers where the hot female love interest started a tow truck by, yes.
He's right.
Touching two wires together.
The red and the blue ones.
Underneath the steering column. Have you actually tried to do this, Richard?
The only real one that I've ever seen in films is in Midnight Run, where he reaches into the boot and he pulls out this really obscure wire, Robert De Niro, and he does it. It looks like he really actually has to lift the bonnet, and he does about five or six things before he can actually start.
So he does it properly.
Yeah, it looks like he does it properly.
And given that Midnight Run is possibly the best film ever made, I'm going to suggest that that's how it's really done. Mm. But if I was to just pop down the car park now, rip the steering column out from under, would there just be two loose wires that I could touch? I mean, why even have an ignition key if that's the case?
But there's a sign on the wires saying, these start the car, please do not steal. Smiley face.
Would the Nissan Navara have that gear going on, do you think?
No, absolutely not.
You had it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Nissan Navara has Toto in the engine block, and if you try and steal it, they're at you. They're at you. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what?
They're at you with...
I don't think the people down in Nissan are going to be too happy with that.
No.
Oh, I don't mind them suggesting you can use it to back into a girl's shower block to reveal Norg's Meatball 4 style. We'll put up with that nonsense, but Toto? No, thank you. Yeah, look at that. He didn't have another one.
I know he did, so you have to do it.
Fun. You got to do it live yourself, Rick.
I've got it right here.
No, you got to do it.
You do it live.
That's the bit.
Bag that up, Matty.
Yep.
More in a moment. Here, get this. That's those divinal science fiction here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Yes, get this.
This is like a highly engineered racing car.
Mm.
One miscue, you take one corner a foot too wide, and it'll crash.
That's true.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't be doing. I wouldn't be putting an L-plate driver in the cockpit at the moment.
Yeah, keep that in mind, Rich.
Yeah, especially when you're hot wiring the race car.
Richard is the only one awake this morning.
Yeah.
Can't say, isn't it frustrating not being able to say why you're really tired?
It's going to pay off, though. Oh, a couple of weeks, bang.
Big payoff. But I got home last night very late, and my one of my flatmates, Vero, who runs a bar, got home even later.
Really?
I only know this because this morning we leave each other notes. We have an Etch-A-Sketch, and that's like the house message board.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a message board, but I'd prefer to draw depictions of what I thought happened to my flatmates during that day in graphic form.
Oh, okay.
You know, very I'm not nice. A great artist, but they get the idea. And they're a donkey when they see one. All right. And I got him this morning. There was a long note on the Etch-A-Sketch. He sounded quite scared. It said, guys, please don't offer the ladies of the night that work outside our house a spare whopper. They don't want them.
Is that because it sounded like a metaphor for something? Are we talking genuinely about a spare whopper?
He went to hand someone Hungry Jack's whopper.
Well, let's continue this theme as we reach once again into the Get This Mailbag. Full, as always, of xylophones. Meat Pie, it's a film that Ed's in. It's coming out. The Trailor, as it's called, is featured on YouTube. And the listeners.
We didn't have the money for good spelling.
Right.
See, we. You see, you.
I mean, they.
Yeah,
I mean.
Right. Okay, people, there's too many to get to. We'll just get through as many as we can. Matt Kaisers says, just watched the preview for Meat Pie on YouTube. All I can say is, I think the term donkey punch will become a national favourite. Keep up the good work, Ed. I should point out that good work is in quotation marks. What about Andrew Croupy? I've just watched the Meat Pie Trailor. It is awesome. Why isn't it on national TV every second night? At 6:30 and 8:30 is a question that will remain unknown till the end of time itself. Oh, he's riding in the Rex Hunter to you there.
Yeah.
There's nothing more entertaining than seeing a man lose his manhood in a meat grinder, followed by an Asian gentleman deep-throating a banana and a couple of double dirty Sanchez thrown in for good measure. This is what Australia needs on its screens.
Signed, David Leckie.
David Leckie.
Wow.
Yeah. That's in there. I love that finally people realise it's not one of our made-up
pieces of rubbish. No, hang on a second. What you love, Martin, is that it's on the net, that you can laugh at it and then get the listeners to watch it and send in emails.
I'll be honest
with
you.
That's what you love.
I'm happy that there's something to distract from all my abominations lurking on YouTube. People have stopped writing in about me as Vanetta Fields in that video clip.
I'll tell you what, there's a lovely photograph of you on the TV Week this week.
In a superhero costume.
As a superhero costume.
I love
As
that.
I say, it's the only baggy lycra suit you'll ever see in your life.
The thing is, it's been in a couple of magazines, so relatives of mine in New Zealand have seen it, and they don't know what Thank God You're Here is, so they just go, oh my God, is that what he's doing now? Some sort of low-rent super, like it's a real superhero. What must his powers be? Being able to alphabeticalise all your DVDs really quickly.
Wow.
Bang!
Get rid of paper jams in 40 minutes.
Speaking of Rex Hunt, listen to this.
Oh, Rexy.
Stephen McMillan writes, I just discovered that the governor of the Falkland Islands during the war in 1982 was Sir Rex Hunt.
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
That's exactly what he writes, word for word. Rex Hunt in charge of the Falklands, sir.
Yeah, I think he was in charge of the Iraq war for a little while, but he blamed the whole thing on the scallop industry.
That's right.
Sorry, Rex, I don't think that's...
Yeah, all the car bombs were being set by knockers, deadbeats, losers.
Oh, dear.
Sitting back, rolling a fat cigarette and waiting for the next handout.
The fat kid from Morty Alec that took on Saddam Hussein and won.
And I'm here to tell you this, folks.
I said the same thing to the little kids I was talking to in Prague.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we all rexed out for one show?
We're rexed out.
So much to get to. I can't believe, what is that, a news story, an actual news story on Friday?
Somebody has sent us an email this in a news story.
Oh, okay.
Simon Griner emails us saying, bank sells house complete with owner's corpse. Now, this is one I've had for a while.
Yeah.
As you know, it's a little bit grey around the edges, stained with tuna. But have a listen to this. A Spanish bank repossessed a house, put it up for auction, complete with the mummified body of a former owner inside.
Bonus!
Locked inside. The salty air of the seaside town kept the body in almost perfect condition.
Fantastic.
Apparently, prices in the area have skyrocketed since the discovery. People clamoring to have their own Tuscan-style cadaver. One company has begun selling fake corpses, but affluent locals complained, it's just not the same. The decay smells fake, and they can never make them gaunt enough.
Change for a dollar.
Change for a dollar.
It's that cheap here on a Friday.
There we go.
Hey, yesterday, day before that,
now we're getting somewhere.
Flagging an idea called Prelude to a Fart.
Mm.
It's something you can only get away with on a Friday.
I was up at the Sydney Institute kicking around ideas.
Right. With Jared Henderson.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he a thinker?
Oh, the best. And this is what we came up with.
All right. We're going intellectual with Prelude to a Fart. Next.
Get this.
Thousands of sailors with lots of back pay.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, brought to you by the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power. Just a few moments ago on the show, we were talking about a gentleman called Alan Crapper, who has appeared in one Australian film, Moving Out, back in 83, 84 with Vince Colosimo.
Is it possible that he's appeared in more Australian films but sort of changed his name because that one didn't necessarily
to Jeffrey Rush
lend itself to being in lights?
Why? I think it does. If I was so Alan Crapper, I'd be, oh, it's another Alan Crapper film. So we've
Crapper
said,
than the last.
Let's track him down. Phone rings. Hi, I'm Alan Crapper. You go, great, let's put him on here. Phone rings again. I'm Alan Crapper.
Oh. Another phone call.
Hello, I'm Alan Crapper.
I'm Alan Crapper. So once we identify the genuine Alan Crapper, maybe we can meet him. Mm. Podcasts, you know about it. We've talked about it. 100 is up there. 99 is still up there. And from earlier in the week, the Seth cast for fans of Knocked Up.
Stoners are set for the weekend.
Knocked Up is out now.
Yeah, came out yesterday.
Go and have a look.
Funny movie.
And actually laugh at a movie. Remember what that was like, people?
Good old days.
Yeah. I thought, you know, the TV is where I go for the laughs now.
Is it, Tone?
You don't get many laughs on the big screen, do
you? And if the TV's not providing the laughs, where do you go after that?
The Get This podcast? No? What are you leading me towards?
I'm asking you genuinely. If you're not getting any yucks out of the TV and the movies aren't working, where do you go from there?
I have a Labrador.
Really?
Just get it to do anything and you
tight
laugh.
Tight five.
It's always got new rope over at the park. Let it loose in the
Does
park.
Does your dog do that thing where she carries her own lead in her mouth?
Oh, she'll do that if she thinks it'll, you know, end in a biscuit. I love to go over to the park. And someone told me that going to the park for the dog is like reading the papers. You know, when they're sniffing, they're going from
section. What they're doing?
It's like the sports section over there. Snapperazzi. Oh, really? Sources say. Insiders report.
What do you know?
What are we talking about here? Have you got something planned for the weekend, have you, Ed?
Something amazing. And Rich, would you like to come over?
Well, is it okay if I don't make it?
No. Why not? Why don't you want to go to...
Is it okay if I don't come around?
We're getting a table tennis table.
It's the Dude Ranch. Why wouldn't you?
That is fading and the sun has gone down.
It's the middle of the day. What are you talking about?
Bring it all back, bring it all back, bring it all back.
Oh, yes, it's Richard Marsden and Jet here at Triple M. Yes, that's Jet. Bring it on back here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M.
They're playing your Live Earth tomorrow, I reckon. Are they? No, probably not. Are they? No. I tried to plug something. That's what I get for trying to plug something our station is involved in.
Well, we are involved.
No. They're shaking their heads.
No. Bianca on the phone's filling in for Cecilia.
Sorry.
Is leaving the building. Disgusted at the lack of professionalism. We are behind the music and music in general. Here at Triple M, and get this, and sad news today from the world of music. Saxophone player Boots Randolph has died at the age of 80, and you're probably wondering...
Yeah, who's Boots Randolph?
What was his big hit? Well, it was this one. Oh, that's a very poor joke.
Boots.
dear, oh
Boots has bought the farm. That's very sad. Thank you, Matt.
Wow. See, that's the trouble. You can't sound solemn if you got the, you know, it's like, yes, and so we salute the legacy of the great Boots Randolph. I'd like to think that it'll be playing when the coffin is carried from the church.
I like to think that there'd just be a very slow, very somber, very meaningful chase as an old man chases a buxom wench.
Oh, now, for today's talk...
Tears in the eyes.
Today's Talkback Mountain, it's going to get pretty gusty in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got to get up on the roof for today's show. Can you open up the roof of the station, please, Rich?
Sure.
Just talk amongst yourselves. With you in a moment. Yep, it's a blue sky scenario. Let's raise the Get This Studios. Hello to everyone in sales as we go past them.
Hey guys, nice white shoes.
Doesn't it look good from up here? Atop the roof of Triple M.
Wow.
What a view.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
It's a bit nippy.
It is a tad nippy.
Why do we want to be up here today? What are we doing here? Try and explain it. See if you can.
Tone, it's prelude to a fart.
Yeah.
So now what we want people to do is call up.
Yeah.
Because at my house, you're not allowed to cut one without an inventive introduction for it.
Mm.
The idea is to try and trick people into thinking that's not what's going to happen, i.e., this can of tuna. Oh, geez, this can of tuna is hard to open.
Outstanding.
And you're away. Now, in case people think it's a bit too juvenile for an adult radio program such as this, I have to say, there aren't too many fart jokes here at Get This.
No.
There was that one with the Prime Minister at the press conference.
Yes.
And I think there was some unnecessary farting once in a sketch about The Biggest Loser.
That's true.
But we don't really get through them.
No.
So, now, what we don't want is...
Yes, now, this is very true.
The post-fart witticism, as exemplified by Rodney Dangerfield. Have you got an example of that?
I mean, someone to do it, Richard.
Someone sent one in here. Okay, hit us with it.
Oh, somebody's stepping a duck.
Now, Fox Trotsky has sent us in a whole bunch of them from Viz Comics.
Okay. Oh.
They're full of them. So, can you just run me off some farts just off the top of your head there?
Okay.
Oh, that's working now. Try your lights. Here's another one. Keep trying, mate. We'll find you. These are from Viz, I should say. We haven't written these ourselves. You got another one? Oh, you'll have to buy that now. You've ripped it.
He's doing horse.
You see, they're great for afterwards. What are these fart noises?
They're interpretive.
Yeah, Matt was so busy building the 100 podcast celebration, we didn't have time to load any.
You're going to have to do them live.
Well, I did all the farts for bar jars. Arm farts, I'll point out.
Absolutely right.
There's an example right there.
Yeah, it's really good of them.
So what you're looking for is something to precede that line.
Yes.
So I had an uncle who'd give us, here's one you haven't heard. That was his favourite. The trouble was we had heard it, usually about 3 minutes earlier. Move away from the barbecue before you do that, Uncle Les. Someone sent one in, I think, what have we got here? Chris Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he uses this. Oh, hang on. Can I read that one out? No, I can't read that out.
Wow.
Okay. It involves a possum.
All right.
I can read this one.
Yep.
Do you hear an ambulance? See, that's okay. No, hang on, that's wrong. I've completely broken our rule.
Other way around.
See, that's going to happen here. That's post.
Yeah.
We want pre.
Pre.
Can you give me another example there, please?
Yeah, absolutely right. Does anyone know how to work this door? That's got it.
You got one, Rich?
You know what? I don't come from a farting family. There we are. That's the one.
From a farting family.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we do.
We come from one of the great farting families of South Australia. The finest farting family in the Barossa region.
We've been farting in the Barossa for 300 years, and you're not going to stop it.
We're nouveau fart.
Yeah.
And I guess this fine segment, prelude to a fart, is being positioned as a tribute to the late Boots Randolph, composer of this tune. There he goes. Into the sunset.
Chasing the ladies in the afterlife.
Yes, you never know what will play next at Triple M. See, there's an example of one.
A new one by Ultravox. All right.
Call us
with your prelude to a fart.
Give us one more example of one you use around at the Dude Ranch.
Okay, around the Dude Ranch. Geez, the Xbox won't turn on.
Okay, that's call us with your... We'll get it out of our systems and then we'll be doing no fart jokes
ever
for
again.
At least a week.
Okay.
1-3-3-5-3. That's the Bloodhound Gang Bad Touch here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. It's official. We have never received as many calls for a phone topic.
We finally found our level.
We're playing Prelude to a Fart. That's right. Lines that you can drop just before you drop one. And someone from sales... Who brought this in? Fee from sales.
Hello, Fee.
Has brought in this remote-controlled Sir Farts-a-Lot. Just hit the remote and... There you go. Seven different sounds. But see, to me, that hasn't got the proper bottom end that you need. You know, it needs a bit more grunt. So I will be providing, using the arm, I'll have you know, listeners, it's not that kind of show. The farts, and so we need people to drop the lines and we'll see how they play.
Let's get into it. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Great. Away you go.
Knock, knock.
It's as simple as that, Lisa.
Well, if you actually say interrupting fart, then interrupting fart too. And
Let's
fart.
Have another crack.
Okay, sorry, Lisa.
Take two. Here we go again.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting fart.
There you go. Perfectly. We got there in the
brought
end.
The house down.
Beautiful, Lisa. Thank
great
you.
Great job, Lisa. Thank you. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Excellent. Where you go?
Does anyone smell petrol?
Oh, touche.
That had
Michelle.
A long tail on it, that kite.
And we should point out this segment is a tribute to the late sax player Boots Randolph. Absolutely. Dead and aching.
Thank you, Michelle. Lovely to speak to you. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Where you go?
And the Labor Party says...
Political satire from the back door. Beautiful.
Cutting edge. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Jeffy. Hey, guys. How you going?
Great, mate. Where you go?
Mine's a bit visual, but you'll you bend over like you're about to start a chainsaw, and as you rip your arm back...
I love it, Jeff, because it's got...
If you add in a bit more choking, it would have started.
Bang! There's a sting in the tail.
It's got mime. It's got movement. Good on you, Jeff. It's got a beginning, middle, and end.
Keep them coming, Australia.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
How you going, boys?
Great. Where you go?
This day and age. Oh, is that your phone ringing?
I'm moving on to the upper arm.
People can confuse that for crazy frog.
Get a different pitch.
There we go.
Ringtones. You might be actual ringtones.
Absolutely right. Or just a Steph Mac single. All right. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Fantastic, guys.
Where you go?
Here comes another one, just like the other one. Da-dun-da-dun-dun-dun.
Sorry, might have gone slightly early.
You did,
Tony. I'm sorry.
That was
just
a fart.
Too keen.
It's next to the Jetsons car.
It's musical, though.
Lovely. Thank you, Greg. Finally, hi, Pete. How are you?
How you going, guys?
Excellent. Where you go?
Check out my new mobile phone. It takes pictures. It does everything. And look what happens when I press this button.
Fantastic selection.
Finally, one more. Thank you, Pete. Hi, David. How are you?
Not too bad.
Away you go, son.
Okay. Have you started your Alo Alo collection?
Well, there's a challenge to cut one every time you hear that catchphrase on that ad.
Thank you, David.
Thanks to everyone who called. A lot of people didn't get the idea. It's sort of brevity is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what this bloke suggested.
I think that there's more things to do to appeal to a broader audience, you know, and one of those things is using really exciting percussion to get the audience going.
He's an ideas man, that crow. Oh, it's a struggle, but he got there. All right. Thank you, everyone.
In memoriam, the late Boots Randolph.
All right.
Thank you to everyone who played Prelude to a Fart.
Classy.
And in the next hour, this will clean things up. From Thank God You're Here from Sea Patrol, he's here again. It's Josh Lawson.
Get this.
Less talking, more kicking.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power. Do what
what I want, cause I can. If I don't, because I wanna.
The studio has been aired out.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored, because I'm gonna.
It's the second hour of Get This on Triple M, brought to you by the Nissan Navara with its massive, unrivaled pulling power, I think you'll find. And yes, Josh Lawson is back again.
Good to see you.
What are all these people doing in this studio? Clapping.
Well, how'd you get?
Big fans of yours.
Did you hear Talkback Mountain, Josh?
I tuned in. And I can still smell it in here. They were real farts, Tony.
Did you live with Ed at one point? Is that
No. We never lived together, but we.
I was nudge to his house in Sydney.
He would crash a lot. Yeah. So yeah, the sound of, you know, because we all know Ed eats quite a bit.
Yes, he does.
It's got to get out somehow.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fuel in the tank. But,
that's all right.
But I love the idea of trying to take the edge off it with a witticism.
Oh, yeah. It just makes it. It makes it funny,
yeah.
You know, it makes it one of the family.
It really does, yeah.
And the ladies love it too.
Oh, they are.
So many things you're in. What are you in, Josh? You're in Thank God You're Here, which is starting, is it Wednesday?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
On Channel 10. You're in Sea Patrol on the Nine Network.
That's true.
You're in Librarians, which starts in October on ABC. What have you got on 7?
On 7?
Nothing?
What is on 7?
You got busted in border security on
that's
7.
That's true. That is true. I didn't know that was airing, but it is. Yeah, that's they were surprisingly gentle.
And great episode.
SBS Iron Chef. Like to see one of that. Wouldn't you love to do the voiceovers on?
Oh yeah.
This is the most delicious meal I've ever tried.
I really love what she's done with the rocket there.
Yeah, that's right. And I love when they go, "That smells great," even though it's clearly been recorded a year and a half later.
Right.
In a booth.
Different country.
All right, he's on almost every network, and he's here today. Josh Lawson at Get This on Triple M. It's the Chisels Cheap Wine here. Get This on Triple M. If you've just joined us, we went pretty lowbrow in the first hour with a few cheap fart jokes. But luckily, Josh Lawson is here to clean up the mess.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Josh, I want you to know we don't normally go in for the fart gear on this show.
No, I've been on a few times and you've never stooped to that level.
No, I think the Prime Minister did on one occasion.
My message to the people of West Papua is simply this. That's my message to them.
Mr. Howard,
Well, if I'd have held it back, you'd have said, "Why have you held it back? Why have you covered it up?"
Someone opened the door.
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Hey, well, that's fair.
Okay.
I do remember him doing that.
Got it out of our systems. Hey, are you in everything at the moment? Tell us about Sea Patrol. We've been making a few cheap jokes, but what's really going on?
Well, it started last night. It aired last night and was watched by a few people.
Pretty much everyone who watched television last night was on the
Sea Patrol. But you know, if you missed it, I could recap it for you.
Oh, well, could
that'd be
you?
Great.
Well, I thought maybe I could reenact it.
Let's have a reenactment.
Is that what that boat's for? Wow,
that's
okay.
Where I brought it in.
Yeah.
All right. Just so I'll do this as quickly as possible. Hey, foreign fishing vessel, what are you doing in our EEZ? That's our economic exclusion zone.
Bang.
What? Nothing. Well, prepare to be boarded by some young spunky Navy officers.
Oh man.
Lisa McKeon, what are you doing here? What's my first day on the boat, Captain Mike Flynn? What's all that sexual tension? Crackle-ackle.
No.
All right. Bam. We're on the boat. You guys stay here. Look at Bright Island. I heard it's cursed.
Oh, no.
I smell disaster.
Oh, man.
Oh, this woman is not breathing on Bright Island. I'll save her by cutting her throat open and putting a part of a gun in there.
Yeah.
Oh, thankfully you've saved her life. What? She's not breathing? Dead. All right, Lisa, welcome to another day in the Navy.
Oh.
Crackle, ackle, ackle. Sexual tension.
Oh,
the end.
Fantastic, but I didn't hear any mention of Sheffo.
Well, I was in there, Chef, of course, in the galley making lots of delicious snacks for for the sailors. Yeah. And in scene one, in the very first scene, firing the rifle, rifle at fishermen.
And are you saying
defenseless fishermen?
They weren't armed.
Are you suggesting the first episode had a tracheotomy performed with a gun?
You're absolutely right.
Really?
That's what happened. Yeah. Well, they didn't know there was no tube.
Okay.
No trachea tube. And so they had to make do with what they had. And they had a gun. So they, Lisa disassembled it.
And people want to ban guns.
Oh, God.
But hang on.
Saving
such
lives.
Girls.
You know, thanks for the reenactment, Josh. But
it's all right.
Didn't you have a clip you wanted to play?
I did, actually.
Well, I've actually brought in some of Josh's fine work as we step into the classy world of Australian drama.
You haven't been saluting the ship's mascot.
I'm supposed to salute it. Who is he?
It's Thor, the thunder god.
Oh, wow. That takes me back.
beautiful.
Thank you so much.
For the Thunder Guy.
Sure. Richard's crying.
Oh, he is crying.
No, I am openly weeping.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, is the show featuring Gary Sweet as Thor the Thunder God at all?
Well, we can cross our fingers for the second season.
That to me sounds like one of those great lines. Let's meet Thor the Thunder God. Bang.
You promised you wouldn't do that, Tony.
Last one for the year. And so you're saying it was on and it was popular. People were watching.
Very popular.
That's good news. Mm. When did they decide to go with the everyone in grey overalls look? And do you think it's going to catch on?
No, look. Look. The word is that it's not going to catch on. In fact, they're changing it to a two-piece because it's too difficult to go to the toilet.
Really?
Oh, really?
That was me.
That's poor and gratuitous.
Wait
a second. I wanted to jump on the bike. I couldn't even do it. It was a really weak attempt.
Do you think that, it's not as easy as it looks. You've got to get a bit of bottom end and there's got to be some moisture. The thing is, do you think if, you know, as the weeks go by, the overalls Channel 9 style will just come off?
In EP5, I cut the ass cheeks out of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
I heard that everyone ends up just in G-strings and top hats by the end of the series, trolling our waters.
I told you that because I drank too much.
Well, we're getting to the bottom of Sea Patrol. Thank God your hair comes back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that next. That'll be Paolo Nutini here at Get This on Triple M. Josh Lawson is with us, one of our first co-hosts, back for more, starring in Sea Patrol at the moment on the Nine Network, and soon to be seen in the first episode of Thank God You're Here. That's back this coming Wednesday at 7:30, I'm assuming.
You're absolutely right.
Now, obviously, you can't say too much about what goes on. You can tell us who's in it, though.
I can. Who was in that? It was myself. You. It was
Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry, of course.
Cal Wilson.
And Pete Hellier.
I don't think Hellier and Curry have been on before.
They haven't.
No, they were first timers.
Did a great job.
They were amazing.
I just want to point out Ed is constructing a salad while he's
talking amongst yourself.
You should give it to Chef.
Do you want me to make it better?
Could you navy this up?
I can just add water.
Boom.
Come on.
Chefo.
Hello.
What sort of plots do they give Chefo? I mean, are you just up the back, Kramer style?
enter a room to applause. Look, Ep 4, I don't want to give too much away, but Chefo was the victim of a very nasty Irukandji jellyfish attack.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they climb on board at night and
They wear balaclavas and have, switchblades.
Knives in their mouths.
Yeah. So, I may have said too much, but it gets pretty tense. But, Chefo lovers, the nation will hold its breath on Ep 4.
Are you really, it looked to me like there was a fair bit of really out at sea gear going on. You're not standing in front of a blue screen.
No, we were genuinely out at sea. We were out at sea for, months on end.
Really?
Oh, it was awful. all that fresh air.
On the HMS Channel 9? What sort of boat do you use for that?
We use the HMS Ipswich, a real patrol boat that's now been decommissioned.
Right.
So why?
I give every Can't series the touch of death.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry,
killed it.
Josh, touch of death. Lawson.
So I was on the Ipswich and they said, no, we'll put an end to this.
I'd forgotten that you were a show killer.
I'm surprised this has gone as long as it has. I've been on a few times.
Well, we got moved.
That's probably what it was.
It's probably that. Okay, and The Librarians obviously starts in October. Bob Franklin was in here raving about that. Bob Franklin doesn't really rave about anything.
No, he's a very subdued man.
And a lot of people requesting a Franklin cast, including Lewis Dixon. Sadly, we don't have the rights to the theme from Let's Startle Bob Franklin, because of course that is to the tune of Winchester Cathedral.
Absolutely.
And we don't have that particular recording. So there's no Bob Franklin in our 100th podcast.
100.
Oh, beautiful. That's gone up on the grid already. That is chock-a-block. But you were telling me, Josh, that you heard Bob Franklin raving about something.
About what I was just saying.
Yeah.
About Knocked Up.
Knocked Up.
Yeah. Sorry, I just, I saw Bob and Roz last night and they were raving about Knocked Up.
It is very funny.
It's a funny movie.
And it's a crowd pleaser too. I reckon we saw it with about 20 people. I think if you got a full house, that'd be a bring the house down kind of a deal. Mm. And if you're thinking of having children, I don't know, is it a warning, Ed?
He moves out of what is essentially a dude ranch in with his girlfriend and his baby. Now, Nikki seems happy with her child. and happy that she has another one on the way.
Yeah.
But I don't see how a child could be better than table tennis. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, this is one of the themes of the film.
Yeah, they delve into that, don't they? Yeah.
It's, you know, it's do you want a family or do you want to work on your website that catalogues all the nude scenes in film?
Yes. Oh, look, he is cute. Nicky's showing me a picture. He's got golden locks and a smiley face and stuff. How's his backhand? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
When I grow up, I want to be like baby Shiloh.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Just like baby Shiloh, which Nicky's little thing looks like. Is it a boy or a girl? At that age, I can't tell.
No.
It's a boy, Nicky's saying
boy. You just want to be at the breast of Angelina Jolie. That's all that's about.
Yeah. Tony, you know me better than I know myself.
Ed put his salad down when I said that. Something got his attention. Mm. Do we want to go to some music?
Yeah.
Because this is, I don't know, I mean, prelude to a fart was a dodgy enough phone topic. What are we playing today, Ed?
Now, this is Josh's suggestion. What are we doing, bro?
I thought this was a good idea to maybe we call in on the back of Sea Patrol, and as Richard had mentioned, the Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk, great cross-promote for Sea Patrol.
Great cross-promote.
What timing.
Call in and let us know your favourite sailor.
Brilliant.
You don't do it yet.
Not yet, sorry.
You might want to have a bit of a think.
Have a think about your favourite sailor. Could be fictitious.
Yep, brilliant.
Or a real sailor.
Village people.
Yeah,
don't take all the good ones.
Okay, no, sorry.
Sorry.
All right, we'll get to that next. I'll get this. She drives me crazy. That'd be those fine young cannibals here at Get This on Triple M. Josh Lawson is with us today. Josh, I don't know if you know the Alan Crapper story.
No, not in detail.
Alan Crapper was, it was a name I spotted near the bottom of the acting credits in a film made about 83, possibly 84 here in Australia, starring Vince Colosimo, Moving Out.
Yes.
Written by Jan Sardi, who wrote Shine. And I pitched the idea of a documentary called The Alan Crapper Story to the Film Commission. Weren't too responsive. Talked about this on the show. The phones blew up with people, not complaining, claiming is the word I need, that they were Alan Crapper.
Mm.
It was an I'm Spartacus situation.
Okay.
Who's the real one?
I'm Brian and so's my wife.
The real Alan Crapper has sent us his driver's license.
Wow.
And we will be getting an exclusive interview with the man. Don't read out the address, Ed. Please don't do that.
But how has the... he's held up all right too, Mr. Crapper, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's looking good.
I think he's due for a comeback.
He is due for a comeback.
You know, the bloke who directed Bliss, he didn't make another movie for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lantana.
Mm.
Why can't Alan Crapper have a similar comeback?
In Sea Patrol.
You want Crapper and Sea Patrol?
Yeah.
I'll make a call.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah. They listen to me.
What are you thinking? Dodgy foreign fisherman or a rival Navy boat captain?
I think not rival Navy boat captain.
Crapper's Navy.
Yeah, Crapper's Navy, where they just go and play poker.
That's brilliant.
Oh, Crapper! You know, that's
just the sign on the back of the boat. Crapper on board. We are going to be making contact with AC himself on Monday's show.
I will be listening.
Right. There's some sizzle for you. Now, Josh, you're not just in Thank God You're Here and Sea Patrol and The Librarians. You're in a show on Foxtel
called Shandon Pictures.
What is that?
Now, you had Rob Carlton on.
He's
had
great.
Rob,
we love man. Rob Carlton.
Old
Carlton.
Friend of Ed and I. He's written and directed this series called Shandon Pictures about a documentary team.
Yes.
And I play Rob's brother, younger brother.
Right.
That's going to be on Movie Extra later on in the year.
Now, what is it with Foxtel and making lots of interesting new shows?
Well,
I think they're trying to make it, kind of two-pronged attack.
Mm.
So the first prong attack of Foxtel Rich is World's Craziest Police Videos,
which
I'll subscribe for.
Absolutely.
You've got me, no worries. Yeah, but for your highfalutin types that want, I want more, it's not enough to watch a man chase a man down an Ohio freeway with his pants hanging out the window. That's not enough for them. No. What they want is they want some quality original programming, and now they've come to the party.
Well, they're insane.
Yes. Well, people love it. Richard Barsland is a huge buff for Love My Way.
Yeah, I like Love My Way.
It's a great show.
Terrific show.
And I think that in fact, opened the floodgates for them. You know, I think that the success of that meant that they could make new dramas and,
and
comedy. And
Stupid Man was a success. Now, you weren't in that.
I was not.
How did that happen?
Well, I write. How was I not in it? I don't know. They slipped under the radar there.
But you're saying you are involved in it now.
I'm involved in it now. They kindly have asked me to write one episode for season
episode
2.
Episode of Stupid Man.
Yes.
Roles.
You seen the trailer for Meat Pie?
There's three episodes. He's seen the whole film.
I've seen the whole
film. Have you just?
Yeah, I have.
Because Ed had a copy of it and lost it.
Yeah. He will never
mysteriously
show
lost it. Yeah. Yeah. So you're the only one, because none of us have got to see the whole thing. Is Ed right when he says that the graphic trailer is just the tip of the iceberg?
Oh, without question, you only scratch the surface.
What?
You only lift off a little bit of the pastry.
What is the, you know, what's the scene that people will be talking about, do you think, aside from the meat mincer scene?
The meat mincer scene. Well, that's the scene that springs to mind. Yeah, I mean, it's
Feel the Steel.
Any scene, I think any scene with, what's his name? Punchy Joe? What's his name?
Johnny Boxer.
Johnny Boxer. Punchy Joe. Palooka Joe. I don't know. Any scene with him, he is just outstanding.
From
Punchy Joe.
But what is the scene that you think, aside from the meat mincer scene, Ed should be putting on his show reel?
There's a scene where you get the genitalia of a porn star.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good scene where you know, there's in through...
Right. What, in the post? What are you talking about?
through surgery, through complicated and
grafted onto your person.
Yeah.
So I think that's the scene that will make the world stand up.
That's the AFI acceptance.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the AFI clip.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Well, we look forward to that. Fantastic. I think we've got through all your credits there, Josh. Now, let's get to your phone topic. Favourite sailor? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. Look, I thought it was an interesting one. And
it's a great topic.
I'll go into my personal favourite.
Yeah, give us your favourite sailor.
Right now?
Yeah. We're soliciting now.
Okay. I'm going to say...
radio.
I'm going to say Donald Duck.
He's technically a sailor.
He wears sailor outfit. Mm. So... That's all it takes.
Mm. I love that any group of three sailors who run up a street singing New York, New York.
Yeah,
that's
it's
always
a
been
time.
A favourite of mine.
Okay, well, you can pick those three from on the town.
Tony Bullimore, obviously.
Oh, Tony Bullimore. Mm. See if he can locate his arrival back in port because it never stops making us laugh.
So, there must be infinite amount of...
Absolutely. Favourite sailor for you, Mr. Marsler?
I love it when Tony Soprano is driving his boat, the Stugatz.
Stugatz!
Which means testicles, I think. But I love... I love it. There's one particular episode where he's trying to get someone to move out from next door to him. So he parks the boat in the river right across the road and he just blasts an old Dean Martin live at the Copacabana CD.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
Until all hours of the day. But also the band Sailor, who had the hit A Glass of Champagne.
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s, as well as this one. Girls. Remember Girls?
Yeah.
A band called Sailor.
Right.
That qualifies.
Richard, this is all nonsense, because when I brought this up with you yesterday in the office, without missing a beat, or even looking up from your computer, I said, favourite Sailor, and you went, Cher in the Turn Back Time film clip.
And that one as well.
Sorry. Have you got Tony Bullimore there? Let's hear him arrive in port.
An abrupt end for Tony Bullimore's Indian Ocean crossing in Albany this morning.
Beautiful
Tony
stuff.
Tony Bullimore crashes into a jetty.
Who is your favourite sailor? Listeners, it's a classic Friday topic. Here, get this. 133353.
Get this.
Teaching martial arts to inner city kids.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
You're listening to Get This Around the Nation, courtesy of the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power. Josh Lawson is here. He's in Sea Patrol, and for that reason and none other, we're playing... Who's your favourite sailor? Who's got an idea, Ed?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you going?
Excellent, man. Who's your favourite?
Love your show, mate.
Oh, thanks, man.
Good on you, Jack.
Who's your favourite sailor?
I like that girl in Under Siege 2, Steven Seagal, pops out of the cake.
Oh,
that's one.
Yeah, I think that's Under Siege 1.
Under Siege 1.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Under Siege 2 is on a train, sadly. Yeah.
No cake work at all.
Now, who is that?
Erica, how do you pronounce it?
Well, I would have said Eleniac, but you said Eleniac.
Eleniac from Baywatch. I think it's about 16 and a half minutes in, something like that.
Now, Jack, she's lost some clothes in that cake, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's only got a jacket on. I think
her
plum's
showing.
There we go.
plums,
really? That's interesting. That's one of those scenes where if you get it on VHS, when you get to that bit,
it's just shaky.
The tracking goes.
As a kid, I was a kid when that obviously came out, and we used to sit around the whole boat, you know, private boys' school. We used to sit around and watch that and just pause and just stare for hours.
Studying the cinema. Who's going next?
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Not bad. Yourself, guys?
Oh, excellent. Who's your favourite sailor?
I just want to say, Tony, have you realised how similar the ad that you're running for Crown at the moment sounds remarkably like the sketch on the Satanic Sketches for the...
No, I haven't realised this. That's obviously going out in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's the... The club, that club. Damn it. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I didn't realise that because luckily there are people on the internet to realise that for me.
Absolutely right.
But thank you very much. I'll follow that up, Sam. Favourite sailor?
The cast of Anything Goes. The bursting into song every 30 seconds about almost anything.
Yes, musical sailors. Any musical numbers breaking out on Sea Patrol?
No, but again, I'll you want me to do that? I'll make a call.
Yeah.
Hang on, Josh, but you sing up a storm at the end of Squid, a short film that we're in, which is set on a boat.
That's true. And can I say, I've just been nominated for Best Actor for Squid in the Queensland Film Awards.
Yeah, now there's only one other actor in that film,
which is me. Who wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Josh, and everyone involved in that film. Anything Goes, I would probably prefer Almost Anything Goes, although that itself was an inferior version of... Another tree. He's fallen over. Another tree for our Queensland listeners. It's a knockout. Who's going next?
Hello, Daryl.
How you going, guys?
Excellent. Who's your favourite sailor?
Well, it's got to be the biggest one of all of them, actually. It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Stay Puft from Ghostbusters.
Right.
He's a sailor. He's in New York.
Wish him a good time. We got no problem.
Exactly.
I know the line. I know it well.
How many times have you watched that movie?
More times than I can even conceivably think of.
And how many
you and I have so much in common.
How many times have you watched the second one?
Not quite as many, but
never.
Still up there.
Once was enough for me.
Come on, you're too much. Love all the positive slime.
Mr. Stay Puft, hilarious. Statue of Liberty.
Not as hilarious.
That's just mucking around with special effects. Isn't that funny? It's already big.
All right,
Tony. Yeah, Tony, sit down.
All right.
Calm down.
Sit down. Right.
Who's going next?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, g'day, boys.
How you going, mate?
Very well.
Favourite sailor?
Definitely the most sailorist sailor would have to be Paul Hogan in Flipper.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the crusty old
sea dog.
Hogan. He had the skipper's hat, and had a face like a catcher's mitt.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Had that sort of Popeye's dad look about it.
But he had the hat set to jaunty as well, just off to the side.
There's a button in the back that does that.
He needed the cornpipe.
Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right. The little pipe hanging out the side. Yeah, fair enough.
Would you like to see Hoag's do some more gear, Rob?
I think he should.
There was a film he did called Strange Bedfellows, which I see has been remade by Adam Sandler by the looks of it.
Big time. Same font in the title and everything.
And, there wasn't a huge amount of kudos for Strange Bedfellows.
But number one at the box office Australian film that year.
True. Very true. But there was just a great scene in the middle of it where Hoag's was a projectionist in a country town that was showing Sunday Too Far Away in the middle of the week.
Mm.
And he lived in the projection booth.
Oh, that's up your alley, isn't it?
I'm just going, there's your movie. I want to know more about that. Forget the gay gear.
Now,
I want more of this.
We're talking about Shandon. Yep. People are wondering who Rob Carlton is. Has he ever done anything? He plays a wonderful drag queen in Strange Bedfellows.
There you go.
Bang. Nice. There we go.
All right. Okay, beautiful work. Time for one more sailor.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Very well. How's yourself, boys?
We're excellent. Who's your favourite sailor?
Hey, anybody from McHale's Navy getting around the Iron Island. Bit of graft and corruption.
Yes, see, even I am a tad too young for the McHale's Navy. Yeah. Who do we
I
have in there?
Is it Ernest Borgnine?
Borgnine was in there, that's it.
That's right.
Phil Silvers pop up occasionally in McHale's Navy. He wasn't a regular, but he guest starred, but I remember it was always on 5:30 Sunday afternoon before the Channel 9 news.
Mm.
I remember that.
Around in P-Boat 76.
And they made a movie of it where McHale was played.
Kelsey Grammer.
No, you're thinking of Dow Periscope.
Oh, sorry.
But it was played by Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Right. But Borgnine made an appearance in it.
Jason, would you like it if Josh here was able to slip in a tribute to Ernest Borgnine?
That'd be absolutely fantastic.
In Sea Patrol.
Jason, you got it, my friends. I've got a red phone straight to the producers. I'll pick it up and make it happen.
Bang.
We don't have time for any more callers, but there's one bloke who's been hanging on. I think it's Rad. Are you there?
G'day, Rad. How are you?
You there, Rad?
G'day, fellas. Yeah, I'm here, mate. I call on Wednesday, made a fool of myself, mentioned the R word.
You've done a good job.
Yeah, I should have actually rang up yesterday and apologised, but anyway.
You've been busy. Who's your favourite sailor?
My favourite sailor is Uncle Albert from Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, wow, we're going back. Only Fools and Horses.
Yes.
Yeah, he was actually... He actually came back into the family
Yeah.
At the funeral of Grandfather, if you
if you know the show, you should know the show well, Tony.
Oh, I only ever see the first 5 minutes of it on the tape that I have to do for my wife every day of EastEnders. So we know the theme song, and we know who...
He was dodgier than Del Boy, this bloke.
Dodgier than Del Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, you can tell they were related.
Well, we're going to have to do that next week. Dodgiest character on television.
Very good idea.
Great idea.
So I've got to go now.
Oh, you've got to go?
Yeah, I'm off to... I've got to go, so...
Is that?
I've got to go interstate.
To film something?
Maybe.
Reshoots for Meat Pie, possibly.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
All right, well, wow. Ed Cavalli is signing off. Do you want to sit in for Mr. Cavalli, Josh, for the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
Here's the salad.
I'll make a salad.
Here's Zoo Magazine. You'll be fine.
I'll give you some playoff music.
Okay.
All right,
see you on Monday, Ed.
Keep it straight.
Rich, Josh and myself will wind this thing up in a moment. I'll get this. That's Fallout Boy here at Get This. Thanks for the memories. Ed Cavalli has left the building, being spirited off to a secret location for some filming. Josh Lawson has remained. This happened once before on the show, Josh, when Ben Lawson was here.
Really? Did he have to go off then?
And as soon as Ed left the room, Ben just laid into him with outrageous, scurrilous rumours.
I'm not going to do that.
You haven't got anything you'd like to say? I mean,
I can say some stuff about Ben.
Yeah. What have you got?
What have you got?
I'm not going to.
Cross-dressing fool, according to Ed Cavalli.
What? Sorry, I should eat. I need to eat something if I fill in for Ed.
Once Ed's done his film and put it onto YouTube, I mean, it's hard to think of anything more scurrilous than his own work. That regard. Here's something we did on the show yesterday. People just wanted to hear this again. We love it when in a song you can hear something that maybe isn't meant to be there. Listen very closely to this Rolling Stones track, the title track from Let It Bleed. You'll really have to concentrate in the left speaker. You can hear a door closing in the studio. Here it comes. Well, you can lean on me. There, see, did you hear that?
Yeah.
You can hear it, Rich.
Yep.
Just that bit one more time. Lean on me.
Yeah. Okay. It's like an old-fashioned screen door, too.
Yeah.
Like a real big slam. Yeah.
Are there other songs where things like that? I know there's a Talking Heads. I think it might be on the second album, one of those Brian Eno ones.
Right.
Where you can hear David Byrne's car keys.
Really?
Just a bit of that throughout the whole song.
So has he got them hanging off his belt?
But he's jumping around while he's singing it, so they've left it in as a kind of percussion in the right speaker.
Wow. Right, okay.
You claim John Lennon swears in Hey Jude.
He does. He drops the big swear word.
The F-bomb.
Because I think he either screws up a chord or he goes into the chorus too soon, something like that, and he says, well, effing hell is what he says. And you can just hear it off mic. And there's another one as well, Hot Love by T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a rather blue word right at the end as it's fading out.
Yeah, and Funky Junkie by Peter Andre. You can clearly hear all the vocals.
Yeah.
I don't think that was...
That's a problem.
That was dreadful. That was offensive.
I love it when a door slams in a Rolling Stones track. Listen closely. Here's another one.
Angel.
Yeah, apparently a Mars bar with... Oh, sorry.
Angel.
Oh. No, we don't need that.
What was it about the Mars bar? It was so important.
That's a fairly scurrilous urban myth about...
You listen carefully.
Oh, right. Okay.
Type Rolling Stones Mars bar into Google and be prepared for something that isn't safe for work. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
If we've got some music,
let's do it.
Then we'll wind things up. Here at Get This. Oh, it's time for us to go. We're very confused in here today. Here at Get This on Triple M. We did have a late one last night, so you can't even put words together. It is all for a good cause, and the covers will be coming off what we were up to in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Josh Lawson, for sitting in for the whole hour.
My pleasure. I'll do it anytime.
Now, you've got plenty of things to plug. When is Sea Patrol on?
Well, it's on Thursday nights, 8:30, Channel 9.
When is Thank God You're Here coming back?
We're next Wednesday, 7:30, Channel 10.
And Librarians?
October, ABC.
And Shandong Pictures.
About the same time, Movie Extra.
Okay. And people can obviously just see you walking up the street if they want to. Thanks for sitting in. Thanks to everyone who called. It's the end of the week, so I must thank Nikki Hamilton, the producer of this fine show. Somewhere in the bowels of the building, it's Matt Dower on the box of pants. Cecilia on the phones, filling in for her today. Bianca on the phones and pushing those buttons. Too much fun, Mr. Richard Marsland.
Always a pleasure, Tony.
And always fun working with the absent Ed Cavalli. And I think our key phrase today, well, it's a special one because we are paying tribute to the late saxophone player Boots Randolph, dead at the age of 80, by remembering his most famous tune. Oh, that's us.
necessary. And we'll be back on Monday with Alan Bro and Alan Crepper. And it's all thanks to that 4x4 with the huge bullying power. It's the Nissan Navara.